Sports Time. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Today at the State Girls Soccer Tournament, Division I champion was crowned. Savior Holy Angels defeated Muskego 3-1. Brookfield Central won the Division II title 5-0 over Wauwatosa East. Today, Division IV's championship is currently underway between Xavier and the Prairie School. McFarland plays Keel tonight for the Division III title starting at 7 o'clock. Hometown baseball tonight, the Cazenovia Reds are on the road at Reedsburg. 7 o'clock first pitch time, and Sauk Prairie travels to Black Earth. Tomorrow in northern section action, Cross Plains at Ashton, Middleton at Lodi, and Bezemania at Wisconsin Dells. In the western section, games include Verona at Ridgeway, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Hollandale, Wyota at Argyle, Muscadet travels to Belleville, and Dodgeville at Blanchardville. A radio game tomorrow, Schulzberg Benton at Arena. Arena has been playing some better baseball lately. Here is manager Nick Larson.
So, it's been a nice little ride here. We got lucky with having a nice little homestand and getting our fans there. And we're putting together some wins, and guys are starting to see the ball a little better, and it helps playing Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday this week. So get a little momentum going and get some different guys hitting the ball and scoring quite a bit of runs. So it's been a nice little ride.
Here the game tomorrow as Arena plays host to Schulzberg Benton. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch time. Brewer manager Pat Murphy says he plans to have back surgery on Thursday when the team is off, and a procedure on his hip during the All-Star break. Murphy says he doesn't expect to miss any games. He says the discomfort in his back is related to the hip issue. Murphy didn't reveal details of the procedures, but says the pain has become worse. He has been named National League Manager of the Year for each of the last two seasons. The 67-year-old is enjoying another good year as the Brewers lead the National League Central. Currently in the ninth, they're leading the Atlanta Braves. A score of 3-2. They're trying to bounce back after a loss last night. The United States has advanced to the knockout round of the World Cup without injured forward Christian Pulisic. The Americans beat Australia 2-0 on Friday at Lumen Field in Seattle. The Carolina Hurricanes brought their Stanley Cup celebration to downtown Raleigh. Thousands of fans arrived hours early to line sidewalks for the team's victory parade, or packed in near the Raleigh stage where the Hurricanes were set to cap off the festivities. And a bipartisan bill topping lawmakers and athletic leaders have described as the best chance to stabilize college sports has cleared a major hurdle in the Senate. The Senate Commerce Committee voted 19-9 to advance the bill on Thursday. The Protect College Sports Act would regulate athlete payments, limit players to one unrestricted transfer, and stop coaches from changing jobs during the season. The bill has support from several athletic conferences and the NFL, the NFL Players Association, and the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. But the SEC and the Big Ten have not endorsed it. Support and opposition for the bill crosses party lines. I am Phil Nee. That is an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.